This is JIS News. Coming up, government allocates additional $15 million to truck water to drought-affected communities. New Morant Bay Courthouse in St. Thomas officially handed over, and local farmers being encouraged to refrain from price gouging. The details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has instructed that an additional $15 million be allocated to the Ministry of Local Government to truck water to worst-affected communities for domestic and agricultural use. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noah Larscott, along with representatives from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, is expected to tour affected communities starting today.
Together they will all work at implementing a comprehensive action plan for the short and medium term. I'm told that Clarendon, Manchester and St. Elizabeth are the worst affected parishes, and I've asked the minister to give special attention to these parishes.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was speaking at the closing ceremony for the 62nd staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon Sunday. In the meantime, Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Keller is calling on local farmers to resist the urge to jack up prices on agricultural produce under current drought conditions. Mr. Keller is reiterating that there is enough food on the island to meet local demand, and as a result, there is no need to resort to price gouging. He adds that the Agriculture Minister will be partnering with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to keep the public informed about the prices for food items.
We are going to ensure that the general public is advised about prices so that those who want to jack up prices artificially on the consumers will find that they are barking up the wrong tree. People will know the facts, know where to get things at reasonable prices.
Minister Kelly was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the 62nd Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show Sunday. The new Morant Bay Courthouse in St. Thomas has been officially handed over to Chief Justice Zela McCalla. Built at a cost of $45 million, the facility was handed over by Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding in a recent ceremony. Senator Golding says the government remains committed to ensuring that all citizens have access to suitable facilities for the administration of justice. He is appealing to citizens to take responsibility for the care and maintenance of institutions such as courthouses, police stations, schools, and health facilities. Located at 16 Church Street, the new Morant Bay Courthouse replaces the historic building that was destroyed by fire in February 2007. The new 9,013-square-foot building includes two courtrooms with jury boxes, two judges' chambers, registry, clerk's office, jury room, witness room, lunch room, sick bay, holding area with police post, public sanitary facilities, and a 40-foot container for storage of files and accommodation for the bailiff. It meets a number of safety and security standards and is designed to withstand hurricane force winds of up to 74 meters per second. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has congratulated the Jamaica team on what she describes as a truly outstanding performance at the 20th Commonwealth Games, which ended Sunday in Glasgow, Scotland. The Prime Minister says the performance could not have come at a better time and has served to further lift the spirit of the nation as it celebrates another Emancipation and Independence anniversary. She says Jamaica is proud of the team, which continues to show the world the depth of talent of the country's sportsmen and sportswomen, especially in the area of track and field. While extending special congratulations to members of the team who achieved record-breaking and exceptional performances, the Prime Minister says the overall performance of the athletes demonstrates that discipline, hard work, and determination are the keys to success. She has congratulated the athletes, sports administrators, coaches, managers, doctors, physiotherapists, and others who contributed to this latest sporting success. Jamaica ended the Games in 10th position overall with 22 medals, but held the top position with the most medals in track and field. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.